Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Sinbet Salam, and here with day two, traditionally day two of Shavuot, day two of harvest, Shavuot weeks, the feast of weeks, the fourth of the seven appointments of Yahuwah, Jehovah, corresponding in the Brit Hadasha, in the new covenant, to Pentecost, so the harvest of the Holy Spirit in the upper room of Sion, of Zion. So here, make I and I ride up right here.
God and is terrible among men, he did not like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and is terrible among men, he did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like
your name. I and I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I. I Negro.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
So here for the harvest, both the harvest of the land and in a new covenant sense, the harvest of the man, of the human being. Counting the fruits of the Spirit. Yes, I. Day of harvest. So according to I and I count, right here, this is the eve of the 50th day. So it says seven Shabbats. So this is Shabbat right here, seven Sabbaths complete right here. Here for the eve, classic Don Carlos. Listen to the relix. Day of harvest is here. Yes, I. Shavuot, Sameach. Happy harvest.
Whoa, shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, be unto those that said they have Israel, and they are not. Whoa, be unto those that say they do, and they are not. Cause they shall be cast away, like the chaff at the wind, driven away, I say. Oh yeah, oh well. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, oh. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day. Children innocently, oh yes, I say. Jah shall clean out the bad ways, yea, and separate him from the good, cause the day of prophecy is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah shall clean out the bad ways, yea, and separate him from the good, cause the day of prophecy is near. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom and give thanks those who are viewing on the Rastafari Groundation, Rastafari Israelites, and right here on the air and heal up Alaya Yashala, right there, the mighty line right there, Shabbat shalom. Call Ben Yaqub, yes I, all the house of Jacob. So right here, army, come in, army Gideon, Shabbat. Peace, Shabbat Shalom, here, based on the Psalm 92, right here, you know, for Sabbath time.
Besama'av, awel, women, feskalu, sahadu, amla, amami. Kibar la kalu, kibar la tiltu, kibar la hayalu, kibar la tadamawi, hayalila. Ja, Rastafari. I judge your way on with. I judge your way on with. Hey, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bethlehem. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Bethlehem.
great cross in an infinite mind. History behind Babylon come with a different design. And still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only channel. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place to get them all, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You find petition and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The root of David, he could only be so. God said, take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, Send back Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, Send back Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, well. Come on, yeah. More and better, the Im Negede Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. Adjaja way away. Adjaja way.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, 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 my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send
that
shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Don't you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Wherever you go, sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai
Ravita la Shavata ve Yom Tov. Yom Tov. Barku et Yahuwah Hamvarak. Reader, bless your Yahuwah Jehovah, who is to be blessed. The reader says, Barku et Yahuwah Hamvarak. Congregation and reader, Baruch Yahuwah Hamvaraka leolama vaed. Blessed is Yahuwah Jehovah, who is to be blessed forever and ever. Congregation and reader, Baruch Yahuwah Hamborak le'olam wa'ed. Baruch ata Yahuwah Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Blessed art thou, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah our Elohim, Aina Elohim, King of the universe, universal King. Baruch ata Yahuwah Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher rabia dvaro amariv ravima behakma poteach she'ari. Who, at thy word, bringest on the evening twilight, and with wisdom openest the gates of the heavens. Baruch ata Yahuwah Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher rabia dvaro amariv ravi behakma poteach she'ari. Ua vitavuna me eshane itima ua ma khalifa eta ha zimani. And with understanding, ua vitavuna, u bi etabuna, and with understanding, changes times and various the seasons. Ua vitavuna me eshane itim ua ma khalifa eta ha zimani. And arranges the stars in their watches in the sky according to thy will. Uma sadira eta hakokavima be misha mirotehem ba rakia ki ritzono. Thou createst day and night. Vore yoma valaila. Thou createst day and night, bore yom walaila. Thou rollest away the night from before the darkness. Golel ora mipaneya choshek. And the darkness, the choshek, from before the light, from before the ora. V'chosheka mipanei ora. Thou makest the day to pass and the night to approach. Uma evira yoma ua me vi laila u mavdil, and dividest, and dividest u mavdil bain yom u bain laila Yahuwah Tzvaot shemo, and dividest the day from the night. Uma vdil bain yom u bain laila Yahuwah Jehovah of hosts is thy name, Yahuwah Tzvaot Shemo, a God living and enduring continually, El Chai V'Kayama Tamid, living God, the living power, the living God, the almighty, living and enduring continually, El Chai V'Kayama Tamid, mayest thou reign over us, of I and I, forever and ever. Yimlok Aleinu Le Olam Waed. Blessed art thou, Yahweh Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch Ata Yahweh Ha Ma'irib Irabim. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch Ata Yahweh Ha Ma'irib Irabim. With everlasting love. Ahavat Olam. With everlasting eternal love. Ahabata Olam. Thou hast loved the house of Israel, the Beta Israel, thy people. Ahavata Olama Beta Yisrael Amecha. Ahavta. A law, a Torah, and commandments, statutes and judgments hast thou taught us, hast thou taught I and I. Torah, ua mitzota chukim, ua mishapatim, otanu liya madta, limadta. Therefore, Yahweh Eloheinu Jehovah, our Elohim, when we lay down and when we rise up, we will meditate on thy statutes. Al Kain, Yahweh Eloheinu, Be Shakaveinu, Uva Kumeinu, Na Siyacha Be Chukeka. Yea, yes, we will rejoice in the words of thy law, the words of thy Torah, and in thy commandments forever, for ever. Ve Nismacha Be Divreya Toratecha, Uva Mitzotecha Le Olama Vaed. For they are our life, our liberty, and the length of our days. Ki heim chayeinu ve'orek yameinu. And we will meditate on them day and night. U'vahem nehgeh yomam v'layla. And we will meditate on them day and night. U'vahem nehgeh. Yomama walaila, and mayest thou never take away thy love from us, from I and I. Ve ahavatika ala tasir mimeno, and mayest thou never take away ahavatika. Ve ahavatika ala tasir mimeno from I and I. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah Yahuwah, who lovest thy people, Yisrael, who lovest thy people, Israel. We ahavatika ala tasir mimenu ale olamim. Baruch ata Yahuwah ohev amo Yisrael. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah, who lovest thy people, Israel. Baruch ata Yahuwah ohev amo Yisrael. Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Yisrael.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, arise to the tree of life.
אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך. לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to the children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires sentiment. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit Hamikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah.
In
your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adoni I, Yeshua I HaMoshiach I, glory be the King, Kadamah HaSalasi, yes I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains.
Jah love is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Besam Ab, Wewelid, Women Fesuk Adus, Ahadu, Amlak, Amlak, Ye Ehud. On Sundays, the first day, Eunetin Yemiya Darig Hulu, Senbetinim Yemiya Kabur, Sadik no, Wede Egaziab Her Yetemelesemets Atenya, Kahizbu Yelayen, Yehonin, Aibel, Eunetin Yemiya Darig Hulu. Senbetinim Yemiya Kabur Sadik. Righteous is he who does truth and honors and glories and celebrates the Sabbath. May he not question whether he will be outcast from the multitudes if he was to repent to Exiavir, to the Sustainer, and enter into the worship of Elohim. Righteous is he who does truth, and honors and celebrates and glories in the Shabbat.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bless be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast, oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra Bekokoboche Samayin Asgeta Kohulum Ahayin Asaye Meskel Abra Bekokoboche Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains.
My God, it's full of stars.
My God, it's full of stars, full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Let the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial, Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Imperial Majesty, Empress Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Speak righteousness, O congregation. Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away. Like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth the earth.
מזמור נ"ח, למנצח אל תשחט לדוד מכתם. האומנם אלם צדק תדברו, משרים תשבטו בני אדם. אף בלב עולות תפעלון, בארץ חמס ידיכם תפלסון. זורו רשעים מרחם, טעו מבטן דוברי חזב. חמת למו כדמות חמת נחש, כמו פתן חרש יאתם אוזנו.
אשר לא ישמע לכל מלחשים, חובר חברים מחוקם. אלוהים הרש שינם ובפימו, מלטעות בפירים נטוץ אדוני. ימאסו כמו מים, יתהלכו למו, ידרוך חיצר כמו יתמוללו, כמו שבלול דמש יעלו. נפל אשת בל חזו שמש, בטרם יבינו סירותיכם עתד, כמו חי כמו חרון יסערנו. ישמח צדיק כי חזה נקם, בעמיו ירחץ בדם הרשע, ויאמר אדם אך פרי לצדיק, אך יש אלוהים שופטים בארץ.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not?
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches. Is the most Jewish of all Christian churches. Is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
God and is terrible among men, even no like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and is terrible among men, even no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, Echad. Reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, He who be, we be, our Elohim, He who be, we be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation, then say, Echad hu Eloheinu Gadol, Adonenu Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, holy and dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu Layawa Iti Ua Ne Romimashmo Yachdau, magnify he who be we be with me, Gadlu Layahua Iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo yachadao, yachadao, yachadao. The reader in the congregation then says, thine, thine, lika Yahuwah, thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory. and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahweh, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Rosh, as Ras, over all. Exalt ye, Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy. Ki Kadosh Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy. And Isla, praise Isis and glorified. Exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings. Negus Neges. Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He has created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with his desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written, sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk. And the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he, who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amor, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amor, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. the congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, aggregation, is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein ha'Torah, who givest the Torah, who giveth the Torah, law, 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 giveth the Torah, law.
Baruch atah Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hambara. Baruch Yahweh Hambarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekar Benu Mebol Hamayim Benutan lanu et Torato. Baruch ata Yahweh Notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Shabbat shalom, and here for the harvest, for Shavuot, here for the feast, the festival of weeks, known in the New Covenant, New Testament as Pentecost. I fully come, first day, looking forward to the first day. But right here for this Shabbat, we have Deuteronomy chapter 14, focus verses 22 to Deuteronomy 16, verse 17. Fire key word sound from Numbers chapter 28, verses 26 to 31. In the Haftarah from the prophet's reading, we have Habakkuk chapter 3, focus verse 19. And then we have the entirety of the book of Ruth, of Herut, of Ruth, which is read and meditated on in the harvest here, the harvest season, also called Pentecoste, the 50th day here, the reason for the season, Shavuot, commanded from first fruits in the Passover season to count 7 Shabbats complete, and on the morrow after the 7th Shabbat, here coming forward to the fullness of harvest in the season. Reason for the season, feast of the Holy Spirit in the upper room, even the upper room of Zion.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
There from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, focus verses 13 to 14, but Acts chapter 1, chapter 2, harvest being fulfilled in the new covenant, Berit Chadasha. So here
and when they would
right
come
up,
in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Joy by thy light, and I in thy be a testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a mount lion. To be following the light of the lamb and the lion. The most holy one, the father and the son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Beshem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Achad, 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 Achad.
Name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One He who be, we be. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy. For the Shemini Atzeret, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Nisim Av, Wurman Fiskadus, Ahadlam Lak, Nijim Ralen, beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one He will be, we be. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22. Aser te aser et kol te buat zarekta hayotzei ha sade shana shana. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed, that the field bring forth shana shana, year by year. And thou shalt eat lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before He who be we be thy Elohim, in the place which He shall choose to place Shemo, His name, Sham, there. The tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thy oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear, that thou mayest learn to reverence, that thou mayest learn to respect Yahuwah Eloheka, He who be we be. His divine majesty, thy Elohim, always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from the eye, which Yahuwah Eloheka, He who be, we be, His divine majesty, thy Elohim, shall choose to set Shemo, Sham, His name there. When Yahuwah Eloheka hath blessed thee, then thou shalt turn it into money, and bind up the money in thine hand, and shall go to the place which Yahuwah Eloheka, He who be, we be, His divine majesty, thy Elohim, shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth. And thou shalt eat there, lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household, and the Levite that is within thy gates. Thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee. At the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase, the same shana, the same year, and shall lay it up within thy gates. And the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come, and shall eat, and be satisfied, that Yahuwah Eloheka, He who be, we be, His divine majesty, thy Elohim, may bless thee, in all the work of thine hand, which thou doest. Hebrew book of Moshe, fifth book, Deuteronomy, chapter 15, the Sabbatic year. The sabbatical year. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the man of the release. Every creditor
that lendeth aught to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yahweh's, he who be who he be, Yahweh's release. Of a foreigner thou mayest exact it again. But that which is thine with thy brother, thine hand shall release, save except when there shall be no poor among you. For the Yahweh shall greatly bless thee, I, in the land which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee, I, for an inheritance to possess it. Only if thou carefully hearken to the voice of the Yahweh, he who be, we be, thy Elohim, to observe to do all these commandments which I command thee this day. For the Yahweh thy Elohim blesseth thee, I, as he promised thee, I, and thou shalt lend to many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, many goyim, but they shall not reign over thee, I. If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in the land which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee, I, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother, but thou shalt open thine hand wide to him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. Because, beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked, thy ratchet heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him naught. And he cried to the Yahweh against thee, I, and it be sin, chatiat, akri, forfeiture, lack to the eye. Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest to him, because that for this thing the Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee, I, in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thine hand to. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, I, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide to thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in thy land. And if thy brother, an Hebrew man or an Hebrew woman, be sold to the eye and serve thee, I, 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee, I. And when thou sendest him out free from thee, I, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock, and out of thy floor, and out of thy winepress, of that wherewith the Yahweh thy Elohim hath blessed thee, I, thou shalt give to him. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, and the Yahweh thy Elohim redeemed thee, I. Therefore I command thee, I, this thing today. The perpetual servant, verse 16. And it shall be, if he say to thee, I will not go away from thee, I, because he loveth thee, I, and thine house, because he is well with thee, I, then thou shalt take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be thy servant forever. And also to thy maid servant thou shalt do likewise. It shall not seem hard to the eye when thou sendest him away free from the eye, for he hath been worth a double hired servant to thee in serving thee 6 years. And the Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee, I, in all that thou doest. All the firstling males that come of thy herd and of thy flock thou shalt sanctify to the Yahweh, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim. Thou shalt do no work with the firstling of thy bullock, nor shear the firstling of thy sheep. Thou shalt eat it, lifnei Yahweh Elohekem, shana shana, year by year, in the place which the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, shall choose, thou and thy household. And if there be any blemish therein,
as if it be lame or blind or have any ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice it to the Yahweh thy Elohim. Thou shalt eat it within thy gates. The unclean and the clean person shall take it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only thou shalt not eat the blood thereof. Thou shalt pour it upon the ground as water. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16. The Passover, Pesach. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Pesach, Fasica, to Exiavihar, the sustainer, the good father, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim. For in the month of Abib, the Yahweh Eloheka brought thee forth out of Mitzrayim by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Pesach, the Fasika, to Exiavia, the sustainer, the good father, he who be, we be, thy Elohim, of the flock and the herd, in the place which the Yahweh shall choose to place Shemo, his name, Sham, Deya. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days, neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover, Pesach, Fasica, within any of thy gates which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee on, but at the place which the Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to place Shemo, his name, in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Pesach, Fasica, the Passover, at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth, me Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which the Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose. And thou shalt turn in the morning and go to thy tents. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly to the Yahweh thy Elohim. Thou shalt do no work therein. The Feast of Weeks, Shavuot, verse 9. 7 weeks shalt thou number to thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the Feast of Weeks to the Yahweh thy Elohim with a tribute of a free will offering of thine hand, which thou shalt give to the Yahweh thy Elohim according as Yahweh Eloheka hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice, listener Yahweh Eloheka, before he who be, we be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite that is within thy gates and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you, in the place which Yahweh Eloheka hath chosen to place Shemo, his name, Sham, there. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, Mitzrayim, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. The Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, verse 13. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, 7 days after that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite and the Slicker. And thou shalt rejoice. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates.
7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast to Yahweh Eloheka in the Makom, in the place which the Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh Eloheka shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands. Therefore, thou shalt surely rejoice. The gifts of the males, verse 16. Three times in Ashana shall all thy males appear, lifnei Yahweh Eloheka, before he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, in the Makom, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear, lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be, empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the baraka, the blessing of Yahweh Eloheka, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, which he hath given thee. I. Kabur l'k'alu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'haylu, kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu, l'k'admawi, chayla salase, l'shem Yeshua, ha-moshiach. Glory be to the word, to the sound, to the power. Glory, glory, glory be to I and thy Father, I and thy King, the first power of the Trinity, the Jesus Christus, the Getachinson. Amen, 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 amen.
Also in the day of the first fruits, when ye bring a new meat offering unto the Lord, after your weeks be out, ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work. But ye shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savour unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year, and their meat offering of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto 1 bullock, 2/10 deals unto 1 ram, a several 10th deal unto 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer them beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their drink offerings, 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 their drink offerings.
White, perfect. Blessed. Moriah, Moriah, Moriah,
give thanks unto the black Christ, the black Christ, the black Christ. Give thanks unto the black Christ, the black Christ. Give
thanks
unto the black Christ,
the black Christ.
Yahuwah, Adonai.
John,
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam metei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, no pain heart or shame.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratzah b'debrehim Hane'amarim b'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torach U'moshe abdo U'b'Israel ammo U'b'nebiei ha'emet wa'tzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Yahweh, the sovereign, Buruku, is my strength, and he will make my feet like hen feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer on my stringed instrument. Amen. Glory to whom words sound in power. Ja Rastafari Nugus Nugas Ethiopia Sumi Igzi Abi Hira Besim Gitachi Minahana Tachin Yeshua. Amen.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Yahweh, the sovereign, Buruku, is my strength, and he will make my feet like hen feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer on my stringed instrument. Amen. Glory to whom words sound in power. Ja Rastafari Nugus Nugas Ethiopia Sumi Igzi Abi Hira Besim Gitachi Minahana Tachin Yeshua. Amen.
Terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear.
Fire hot.
Indeed.
Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot.
Indeed. So terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Ha ha ha!
Rewind and come back, selector.
Yahweh the sovereign, Buduku, is my strength, and he will make my feet like hen's feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer on my stringed instrument. Amen. Glory to him, words, sound, and power. Ja Rastafari, Nugus Nugesa, Ethiopia, Sumi Ikazi Abihira, Bethim Gitachi, Minahanatachi, Yeshua. Amen.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Book of Ruth, Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi. And the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters, why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Chapter 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went, and came, and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said unto the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came, and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face, and bowed herself to the ground, and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up, and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. And she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where hast thou gleaned today, and where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabitess said, He said unto me also, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Chapter 3. Then Naomi her mother-in-law said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now, is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in, and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me I will do. And she went down unto the floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly, and uncovered his feet, and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followedst not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Chapter 4 Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things. A man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, Ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than 7 sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Phares. Phares begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, And Ram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. The end of the book of Ruth.
What is true.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah,
against Judah, against Judah, against Judah, against Judah, against Judah, against Judah, against Judah.
In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God,
as God, as God, as God, as God, as God, as God,
as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord,
the angel of the Lord,
the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord.
The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Hey, 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 hey. Give us some victory again and again. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give us some victory again and again.
Being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay. Rasta.
I don't understand.
Well, I am Rasta, maybe.
So it's the same tradition as for the...
The lion of a tribe of Judah.
Hmm.
That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
Must from Jew. I was classed as Judah.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Like brothers is the same differences that they were in the Old Testament Baluy Kidan time. Because remember, it was only the tribe of Judah, along with Benjamin, you understand, and a portion of Dan and Levi, who basically acknowledged the monarchy, you understand, of David, you understand, that submitted themselves. Israel did not submit itself, you understand, to the monarchy of David. It was Judah that remained faithful, you understand, to Dawi. But it was Israel, you understand, that turned aside and set up their own worship. And this is what a lot of our Hebrew Israelite brothers have done today. And that's why they reproach Ethiopia.
31 years ago this month, by that action, the League of Nations sealed its own death warrant. Project 67 presents the Conquering Lion of Judah, a profile study of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, Emperor of Ethiopia.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech ha'olam, Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik ha'hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarik ha'hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for Shavuot Day 2, Pentecost. From the Acts of the Apostles, Chapter 2, verse 1 through 13. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habin, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Acts chapter 2, Pentecost, Peter's first use of the keys, the gospel given to Yehudim, gospel given to the Jews. Verse 1, Aleph. U b'yom milat Shabbat ha-Shavuot, nesfu kulam leb achad. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how hear we, every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians, and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of Elohim, the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. Kabrulakalu, Kabruladimtu, Kabrulakhailu, Kabrulakedamawi, Khaile Selassie, Beyesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos. Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Up there in you. Up there in you. Up there in you. Up.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
We are His love, our love, our love.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad.
Give me the feeling and I pray and I pray. Well, he said.
I know now.
מזמור נ"ח למנצח אל תשחט לדוד מכתם
האומנם אלם צדק תדברו, משרים תשפטו בני אדם, אף בלב עולות תפעלון, בארץ חמאס ידיכם תפלסון, זורו רשעים מרחם, טעו מבטן דוברי חזב, חמת למו כדמות חמת נחש, כמו פתן חרש יאתם אוזנו, אשר לא ישמע לכל מלחשים, חובר חברים מחוקם. אלוהים הרש שינם ובפימו, מלטעות כפירים נטוץ אדוני, ימאסו כמו מים, יתהלכו למו, ידרוך חיציו כמו יתמוללו, כמו שבלול דמש יעלו, נפל אשת מלחזו שמש, בטרם יבינו סירותיכם עתד, כמו חי כמו חרון יסערנו, ישמח צדיק כי חזה נקם, בעמיו ירחץ בדם הרשע, ויאמר אדם אך פרי לצדיק, אך יש אלוהים שופטים בארץ.
Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away. Like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth. Stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips with and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this stammering.
When I say more, you say fire, more
fire,
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 fire. Evil, everything takes time.
Why, flush, perfect, blessed, more fire.
Hear, hear, Midrash, Midrash, on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Non Chet Nun Chet. Psalm 58. Lanatzeach al Tashchet, Lidawid Miktam. Haumnam, Elams, Erektadabarons. For the leader, La Minatzeach. Do not destroy, al Tashchet, Lidawid Miktam, of David. Le David, Miktam. Haumnam, what is politic for men? Eilem, Erek Tadabarun, silence, Eilem. Yet speak ye, speak your righteousness. Eilem, Erek Tadabarun, Lanatzeya, Al Tashchet, Le David, Miktam. Haumnam, Eilem, Erek Tadabarun, hear. Opening verses, including the superscription of today's psalm, Psalm 58, Psalm 58, Mizmor non chet, nun chet, lam natseyach, al tashchet, lidawid miktam, haumnam, elam tzedek tedabarun, for the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, lam natseyach, al tashchet, do not destroy, al tashchet, lidawid of David, miktam, a miktam, haumnam, what is politic for men? Elam, silence. Tzedek tedabarun, yet speak ye, yet speak y'all righteousness. And here, Midrash note, here in the JV, the Yehudi version, another translation is translated as this opening verse of Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, Psalm 58. Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Haumnam, Elam, Tzedek Tedabarun? Here, translation brought out as Haumnam, what is politic for men? What is politic for men? Question. What is politic for men? Haumnam, Haumnam, what is politic for men? Elam, silence. Tzedek Tedabarun? Yet speak y'all righteousness. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, what is good policy for a man in this world? Here, Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, asking this question, what is good policy for a man in the world? Here, Midrash note, Umnam, in the opening verse, here in Hebraic, the Beit verse, the second verse in the KJV, often as the first verse, we have ha-umnam. Here, Midrash note, connected with good policy. Umnam. Umnam may be interpreted as policy. Umnam may be interpreted as wisdom. Umnam may be interpreted as indeed. Ha-umnam. The word elam. The word elam. Elam may mean dumbness. Silence or company. Elam may mean dumbness, silence, or company. Haumnam, Elam tzedek tedabarun. What is politic for men? Haumnam, Elam, silence, tzedek tedabarun. Yet speak y'all righteousness. What is good policy? Umnam. For a man in this world, to make himself out as elam, as dumb in the sense of not speaking, dumb, elam, in a time of conflict. Lest it be thought that a man should also remain elam, dumb, in debate on Torah, the Mizmor, the Psalm, it goes on to say, speak y'all righteousness. Tzedek tedabarun. Speak y'all righteousness. Tzedek tedabarun. Lest it be thought that he may then become arrogant towards others. The mizmor, the psalm, the chant, goes on to say, debate with kindness the children of men. Debate with kindness the children of men. Meisharim tishputu b'nei Adam. Meisharima tishpitu b'nei Adam. Translated here in the Midrash as debate with kindness. Meisharim tishpitu. The children of Adam, the children of men, b'nei Adam. Meisharim tishpitu b'nei Adam. Also translated as a question, do y'all judge with equity the sons of men? Meisharim tishpitu b'nei Adam. And here to compare and contrast in the KJV, this verse here is read to the chief musician, Al Tashchet, Miktam of David, do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do y'all judge uprightly? O y'all sons of men. Here, compare and contrast the KJV. Do y'all indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do y'all judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Here, bringing out the sense of a question in the KJV translation of Haumnam, Elam tzedek tedabarun? Meisharim tishpetu b'nei Adam. In another comment, the words al tashchet are read, thou, the I, male, shalt not destroy. Al tashchet are read, thou, the I, speaking to a male, shalt not destroy. Shalt thou indeed be dumb toward righteousness? Shalt thou indeed be dumb toward righteousness? Haumnam, elem, tzedek tedaberun? Haumnam, elem, tzedek tedaberun? Consider these words in the light of what Shlomo, what Solomon says. Even here in the Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs, the Mashal of Solomon, Proverbs 21 and 8 that reads, the way of man is perverse and strange. The way of man is perverse and strange. Zahu shamar hakatu. This is what scripture says. Hear. Hefak pach derek isha vazar. The way of man is froward and strange. Hefak pach derek ish wazar. The way of man is perverse and strange. Hafak pak derek ish wazar. That is to say, wicked men, rishayim, are perverse. Hafak pak, for they do not stand by what they say. They say a thing, and then twist it. So was Saul, Shaul, hafak pak, perverse, froward. This is the thing he said one night to David, one night to David. As scripture tells, Shenemar, as is said, even in the scripture, Zahua Shamar HaKatub. He said to David, thou art a righteous man because of me. He said to David, thou art a righteous man because of me. Here in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 18. Vayomer el David, Zadik ata mimeni. He said to David, Vayomer el David, thou art more righteous than I. Zadik ata mimeni. Or, thou art a righteous man because of me. Tzadik ata mimeni. What did Saul mean by the phrase, because of me? Mimeni. From me, or more than me, one translation, or in the context of the Midrash here, because of me. Mimeni. If the wheat is not bad, then the wheat is thought good. If thou art thought a righteous man, it is because of me. It is because of I, mimeni, more than me, more than I, because of me. I am he who made thee a tzaddik, a righteous man, because I went forth to seek thy life. If I had found thee, I would have slain thee, but because I have fallen into thy hand, and thou, the I, didst not slay me, therefore thou, the I, art a righteous man because of me. Tzadik ata mimeni. Thou art more righteous than I. Tzadik ata mimeni. Shenemar. So too in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, the Mashal, in Proverbs 12 and 26, it is written, the righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik. The righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik. Or, also translated, the righteous is guided by his friend. Yatir me ra'ehu tzadik. And here in the Hebrew, both translations bring out the Hebraic sense. The Midrash says, the righteous is more excellent. Yatir excellent, made from Ra'ehu, from or because of Ra'ehu, his neighbor, Tzadik, the righteous, Yatir, me Ra'ehu, Tzadik, or the righteous is guided by his friend. Yatir, me Ra'ehu, Tzadik, is guided. In the Hebrew, Yatir is either an adjective or a verb. In the Hebrew, Yatir is either an adjective or a verb. If the former, if an adjective, it signifies superior to and is so understood by the Targum, the interpretation, the Targum, and the AV, the authorized version. The righteous man is more excellent than his neighbor, Yatir me Ra'ehu Tzadik. Apart from the triteness of this rendering, some say it bears no relationship to the sequel. As a verb, the word has to be connected with tur, the Hebraic tur. Tur meaning to spy out, to explore, to tur, or to tor, to tur, to spy out, to explore. Hence, the RV, the revised version, quote, is a guide to his neighbor. Yatir me Ra'ehu Tzadik. But the preposition means from, not to. The preposition, me Ra'ehu, from Ra'ehu, his neighbor. A good explanation is suggested by Malbim. Let may a righteous man search out his way from his friend. May a righteous man, a tzadik, search out from his friend. Yatir may Ra'ehu tzadik. By consulting him, may a righteous man search out his way from his friend. Zehu she'amar hakatub. The righteous is more excellent because of his neighbor here in the Midrash. Yatir me Ra'ehu Tzadik. His neighbor, Ra'ehu, his neighbor, is taken to mean Shaul, Saul, to whom Shemuel, to whom Samuel said, even in 1 Shemuel, in 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 17, quote, the Lord hath given it to thy neighbor, even to David, even to David, even to David. And here hebraically the fuller verse, Vayasa Yahuwah lo kasher diber bi yadi. Vayikra Yahuwah et hamamlaka mi yadeka. Vayitna le reka le David. And Yahuwah and Jehovah have wrought for himself as he spoke by me. And Yahuwah hath ripped the kingdom out of thy hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Vayitnaha li Re'eka li David. Vayasa Yahuwah lahu kasher diber bi yadi. Vayikra Yahuwah et hamamlaka mi yadeka. Vayitnaha li Re'eka li David. Yahuwah, Jehovah, Hashem hath given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Vayitnaha li Re'eka li David. And he who be, we be, have given it, have given her, ha mamlaka, the kingdom, vayitnaha li Re'eka li David, to thy neighbor, li Re'eka, to David, le David. And the righteous, tzadik ha tzadik, and the righteous is taken to mean David. David to whom Saul said, even in the words of 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 24, verses 22-23, swear now therefore to me by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, that thou, that I, wilt not cut off my seed after me. And David swore to Shaul, to Saul. V'ata, Hi shava'a li payahua ima tachrita etta zari achraya v'ima tashmida etta shmiya mi beta vi. Swear now therefore to me by he who be who ye be. We'ata hi shava'a li abayahua that thou that I will not cut off my seed after me. Im tachrita etta zari achray. And that thou that I will not destroy my name out of my father's house. Ve'ima tashmida etta shmi mi beit abi. And David, and David swore to Saul. Why yishava David le Shaul. Why yishava David le Shaul. Why eleka shawula ella beto? Where David? Wa anashayo alu ala hamatsuda. And David swore to Saul, and Saul went home. Why eleka shawula el beto? But David and his men with David wa anashayo got them up with David wa anashayo alu into the stronghold. Al Hamatsuda. As soon as Saul, Shaul departed, his mighty men said, is David to be esteemed a tzaddik, a righteous man, because he did not slay thee in the cave? He knew that if he did anything to the eye, to thee, we would enter the cave and at once destroy him. And because David was aware of this, he was afraid. When Shaul, Saul, heard these words, he rose up, and according to 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verse 3, and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel, of Israel, with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. Vayakama Shaula, vayereda ella midbar Zipha. Vito Ashilosheta Lafimisha de Horeya Yisrayela Livakesha Eta Dawida bin Midbar Zif. Then Saul arose. Vayakam Shaul. Then Saul arose. Vayakam Shaul. Vayereda and went down Illa Midbar Zif and went down into the wilderness of Zifa. Vayereda Illa Midbar Zif. Vitoa Shlosheta Lafi Maisha Bechoreya Yisrael Levakesh Eta David Bimidbar Zif. Having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him. Weito Shlosheta Lafim Ish. Shlosheta Lafim Ish. Weito and with him Shlosheta Lafim Ish. Three Shiloshet Elafim thousand ish man Bechorei Yisrael chosen of Israel Bechorei Yisrael Levakesh Lebakesh to seek Eta David Bemidbar Zif in the wilderness of Zif. Then, according to 1 Shemuel Samuel 26, verse 7, then David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the barricade. Vayavo David avavishaya el ha'ama laila. Vehine Shaula shokheva yashana ba'ma ikal. So David and Abishai came to the people by night. Vayavo David wa avishaya el ha'ama laila. And behold, vehine Saul lay sleeping with Hine Shaul Shokev Yashan within the barricade. Ba Ma'ikal. Wayabo Dawida wa Abishai la Ha'ama Laila. Wehine Shaul Shokev Yashan Ba Ma'ikal. But do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? But do not the words lay and sleeping. Do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? Here, Hebraically in 1 Shemuel, Wehine Shaul Shokheva Yashan Ba Ma'egal. here with Hine, and behold, with Hine, Shaul, Saul, Shokev, to lay down, Yashen, sleeping, Barma'igal, within the barricade. So the question here in the Midrash is, do not the words lay and sleeping denote the same thing? Here in the Hebrew, two words, shokev, to lay down, shokev, to lay down, and yashen, to sleep. The use of both words, however, implies that asleep, like a swoon, was cast upon Shaul and Amo and his people. Thus, we read, even in 1 Samuel, chapter 26, at the 12th verse, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen up on them. Ki kulam yeshanim, ki tardemat Yahuwah nafla elehem, for they were all asleep. Ki kulam yeshanim, because a deep sleep from Yahuwah, from Jehovah, was fallen up on them. Ki tardemat Yahuwah nafla elehem. Ki tardemat, deep sleep. Ki for tardemat Yahuwah, a deep sleep of he who be who he be. A slumber so profound and unusual that it was regarded as sent directly from Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, from the power, he who be, who he be. Jehovah, ki kulam yishenim, ki tardemat Yahuwah, nafla elehem. Hence, hear, shenemar, it is said, Saul lay sleeping, Shaul, Shokev, Yashen, Saul lay sleeping. Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered up thine enemy into thy hand this day. Vayomer Abishai el David, Sigar Elohim hayom ha'eta oyveika be'yadeka ve'ata akenu na va'chnita uva'aret apa'ama achata ve'lo eshnalo. Then said Abishai to David, Elohim hath delivered up thine enemy into thy hand this day. Now therefore, let me smite him, I pray the I, with the spear to the earth at one stroke, and I will not smite him the second time. Vayomer Rabishai il David, Sigar Elohim hayom eta oyveka beyadeka ve'ata akenu na bachnita uva aret apa'amachat ve'lo eshna la'u. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, al tashchetehu. And David said, destroy him not. Even here, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verses 8-9. Vayomer David el Avishai, al tashchetehu, ki mi shalach yadoa bia Mashiach Yahuwah. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, al tashachitehu, for who can put forth his hand against Yahuwah, Jehovah's anointed, Yahuwah's Mashiach, and be guiltless? Ki mi shalach yadoa biya Mashiach Yahuwah v'nikah, and be guiltless? Accordingly, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Nun Chet, Psalm 58, here, the title Hebraically, the Aleph verse, Lamnatzeach Al Tashchet. Accordingly, Al Tashchet means destroy thou not, al tashchet. As David, as David said to Avishai, Abishai, al tashchitehu, destroy him not. Al tashchitehu, here, mizmor non chet, al tashchet, destroy not. David said, destroy him not, as Yahuwah's Jehovah liveth, for if not by Yahuwah Jehovah, he will smite him. Even here, here, here. 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 26, verse 10. And David said, Al tashchitehu, destroy him not. Here, here, verse 10. Zehu shamar hakatub, as it is written. And David said, Wayomer David, Chai Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth. Chai Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth. Ki im Yahuwah ye gafenu, o yomo yabo wa meit, o ba mil chama yered wi nisapa. Full of verse, and David said, as Jah live, as Jehovah liveth, Chai Yahuwah, nay, but Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall smite him, or his days shall come to die, or he shall go down into battle, and be swept away. Wayomer David, Chai Yahuwah, Kiim Yahuwah, Ye Gafenu, or Yomo Yabo wa made, or ba milchama yered wi nispa. Lamaze, why did David utter the Hashem, the name of Yahuwah, of he who be who he be, twice? Because he said to Abishai, Chai Yahuwah, Jah live, Jehovah liveth, as he who be who he be liveth, Chai, Chai, Chai Yahuwah, do not smite Shaul, for if thou, the I, smite Shaul, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah liveth, I shall smite thee, I. And another explanation of the phrase, even here, 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 here in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 10, the phrase, Chai Yahuwah, Chai Yahuwah, the phrase, as Jehovah liveth, is that thereby, by that thereby, David adjured HaSatan, Satan, and rebuked him. And here, here, Midrash, note right here, Satan, Satan, HaSatan, the adversary. Satan endeavored to have David kill Saul. Satan endeavored to have David kill Saul. We have Christians, anointed ones, killing anointed ones, but David would not kill Saul. But Satan endeavored to have David kill Shaul. And here, refer and see the above Midrash, the Midrash on the 7th Psalm, the 2nd section on Psalm 7.2. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's head. And David cried to the people and said to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, answerest thou not, Abner? Vayikra David el ha'ama ve'el Avner ben Ner lemor, halo ta'ine Avner? And David cried, called out to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, answerest thou not, Abner? Halo, ta'ine Abner? Here, 1 Shemuel, Samuel, chapter 26, verses 12 and verse 14. By that he meant, what hast thou to answer now? What hast thou to answer now? Halo, ta'ine Abner? What hast thou to answer now? He nay. Look, see, here it is. Behold, the night before y'all said to Shaul, to Saul, of the events in the cave, if David had done anything to thee, to the eye, I and I would have entered the cave and at once destroyed him. Behold, now the spear and the cruse of water. What hast thou the eye to answer? Hallo, ta'ina Avner. Wilt thou not answer Avner? And he was not able to answer. And he was as one stricken dumb. And would not admit the righteousness of Dawid, of David. Therefore, Dawid, David said, shalt thou indeed be dumb towards righteousness? Even here. Today's psalm is more non-chet, nun-chet. Haumnam, elam, sedek tedabarun. Haumnam, elam, sedek tedabarun. Shalt thou indeed, haumnam, be dumb, elam, towards righteousness, sedek tedabarun? Thou shouldest have spoken ha-emet, ha-emet. Emet, the truth. Instead, thou madest thyself out to be a lamb, dumb, and didst not declare my righteousness, Sidki. Another explanation of this verse is that David said to them, have y'all pursued me with justice, with tzedek, as ha-Torah, as the Torah says, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 16 and 20. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. With justice, justice shalt thou pursue. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Justice, justice shalt thou pursue. Or, have y'all judged me in righteousness as ha-Torah, as the Torah says, even in Vayikra, in Leviticus, Leviticus 19:15. In righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Have y'all acted thus? Have ye y'all acted like this? Do y'all judge with equity? The sons of men, do y'all judge with equity? The sons of Adam? Mesharim tishpetu b'nei Adam? Hence, here, the psalm, the mizmor, even mizmor non-chet, nun-chet, Psalm 58, here, it asks, do y'all indeed speak as a righteous company? Haumnam. Elam, Erek Tadabaron, 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 Erek Tadabaron.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Fire!
More!
Fire!
Whoa.
Never write that in me. I shall never pray.
Them must
the thing say. Them can't stop me from sing.
Cause I saw the light, no more in dark. Plus I put me in the light. Yeah.
One man me fear, I did Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vengeance. Yeah. So we basket no empty. Enough time, them try to tempt me. Must it to me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a time and a tie. Stop me time from, me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's real of the pain. Me a feel them a kill with. Say what you want, say what you feel. Me no beg friends, so we coulda never deal. Real, find me, try stop the meal. Seems like you a send me to the battlefield. Press what you want, press, are you a steal? Run what you want, run, are you a wheel? Then straight up, then I coulda what you feel. Man a soldier, so me coulda never kneel. One man me fear, I did Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me know. Enough time, them try to tempt me. Must it show me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a sign and a tie. Stop me time from, me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. One man me fear, I did Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Here, you're here, moving forward, 21st century, right here, 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 the fullness of the Pentecost harvest, harvest of the Holy Spirit, first day resurrection. Yes, I calling, tune in to the podcast. Yes, I. Shabuah Tov, a good Shabuah, seven strong to come.